Hello. Welcome to Let's Get High and Watch Episode 6. After a short hiatus, we return. And today, we're going to be tackling some Full House episodes. It's going to be awesome.
And stop talking like robots.
Yes. Sorry, I'm already high.
We're so excited because Fuller House just came out. So this is like
yes.
the oldies but goodies.
Sure, everyone's watched Fuller House by now.
They've been watching Full House on Netflix.
Yes, I'm sure everyone has. And it made us go back and watch old Full Houses, and we thought, oh, we'll do a couple of these because this is good. So
here we go.
We picked one from earlier in the run of the show, and then we picked an episode from the end of the show. Both excellent episodes.
I can't wait.
First episode is called No More Mr. Dumb Guy, and it's going to be awesome. It's season 3, episode 13.
Yes.
So wherever you're watching this, find that episode. The other episode's Under the Influence, which is season 8, episode 10.
And we'll stop between them.
There'll be a break in between, like we do. So we'll do a countdown. So get it ready. So pause it now. If you don't have it, go find it if you want. You should probably watch the episode while we talk about it, or it's just going to be weird.
It's smoky, smoky.
So yeah, keep smoking. Don't stop.
Don't stop, can't stop.
Won't stop. All right. Here we go.
Let's do it.
So, season 3, episode 13, No More Mr. Dumb Guy. Here we go. Let's get high and watch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Here we go.
And it's on.
Full House.
Full House.
Here they are.
Oh, the pencil bed.
Look at little Michelle.
Yeah.
Little teeny weeny Michelle. The smallest little millionaire in the world.
Basically.
Wow.
Oh. She's like, plastic surgery.
Oh my god,
where'd she get that from?
Look at that.
Who has that wig in that house?
That's creepy.
That's so weird.
Oh man,
she just had
great.
It in like a little
this is
shopping
so awesome. Whoever's getting high watching this.
And I just finished Stephanie Tanner, aka Jodie Sweetin's biography, and it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Just saying, you should read it because it's awesome. I just finished it.
Hell yeah.
I got it on my ebook tablet.
Ooh.
But,
ebook tablet.
No, it was intense. So, I'll stop, but it's awesome.
No.
Go read it.
It's awesome. All about her meth addiction.
Yeah.
Cocaine addiction. It's awesome. Little Stephanie.
Spending
every time.
Thousands of dollars on drugs.
Every time we see her, everything just screams to me meth. Even though she's a little kid, it's like, you're going to grow up to be a meth addict.
Meth.
I mean, she's got her shit together now. Kind of, but.
She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, she's doing good now, but she has some issues.
It's so weird that they get some lit. excuse me.
I know, right?
I just think that's, it's so. Because they're movie families. They're
not probably,
real families.
It's probably like a Bob Saget contract thing where he was like, I'd like to be able to kiss the kids on the
lips. John Stamos doing it.
Yeah, him too.
So fucked up.
It's all part of a conspiracy, man.
Oh, man. I'm so glad shows now don't have long openings.
No, I know. That song
Whoa.
Just...
Whoa! What skeleton do they have on the show today?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Love the 90s get-ups. Look at this.
I know!
Even that 90s table. Couldn't get any more 90s
The flower
table.
Arrangements.
Oh, man.
The color schemes.
His haircut.
He's so different in the new one.
Yeah, I think Fuller House, he's the one that looks really different. Like...
Really different, like... You kind of double take.
Yeah. Besides Stephanie's gigantism and her big ass boobies.
The titties.
But face wise, it just looks like he's like shriveled.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Probably because he was just so thin and now he's just like smaller and older. That's why.
Yeah. And the glasses and stuff.
But a lot of them, they all kind of look the same. It's weird.
Like of course, Jesse like works at
What's
the
up,
show.
So, Becky, look at him all greasy.
My hat's backwards. You know I'm working hard.
Yeah.
And the hair's sticking out the top.
Another good watch is to find the unauthorized Full House story by the Lifetime Network. It was awesome. It was awesome. Love those.
It's like
should probably
horrible,
do a podcast for that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's horrible, but oh man. They had it so hard on their sitcom.
Yeah. Back in the day.
I really hate Aunt Becky.
Lori Lanigan?
Irie Lanigan.
Lori
Loughlin?
Sure.
It doesn't matter what her name is.
Lanigan just felt right.
Let's just call her Piece of Poop. Piece of Poop Loughlin.
Look at that painting.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like her. Yeah, the
what painted, is he doing there,
painted
though?
Painted houses picture.
Was he working on a car or something?
Oh, yeah. That's on a talk show, usually they have an auto mart out back. Like an auto shop, you know. Pull cars in.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, he was an exterminator in the first season, but right. This is the third season, so I forget what he's doing now.
Ew. And he, like, grabs her ass. We're like, whoa, we did not see that before.
Right up the crack.
Also, who wears an apron? I know. I, like, wear
Dave Coulier wears
an apron. At Christmas, like, when I'm baking, because it's, like, fun.
Only he can pull off an apron with that IKEA sweater he's wearing.
Of course. IKEA.
It just looks like IKEA.
Like curtains or something?
It just looks like a shower curtain from
That's
IKEA.
That's so funny. Oh, Michelle. Apparently, Stephanie said the Olsen twins, like, made fun of her teeth.
Oh, yeah?
Lot. Yeah.
Really, yeah?
And they liked when her teeth fell out. They'd, like, get excited and watch her pull her teeth out.
That's hilarious.
Fun fact. Get more if you read the book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is he doing? He's so busy.
He's going to school now. He's going to be smart. Right. No more Mr. Dumb Guy.
That's why he has rolled up papers.
That's the whole point. He is. Tonight's the night he's going to prove.
Totally.
I'm not just some stupid mechanic.
What is
mechanic.
The rolled up posters?
I don't just fix cars. Fixing cars is hard. So there's nothing stupid about that.
No.
But I don't think he could do either. So.
No, of course not. He writes love songs. That's what he does.
Forever. Forever. Good thing that song's not in this episode.
Thank
I
God.
Can't stand it. It makes me want to throw up.
But you had to sing a little bit. Ugh. Just a little bit of it.
Oh, it doesn't even sound like him when he sings it. It's the best. He's awesome.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
Always good to have a puppy come in.
Yeah. Of course, he had to say it.
Yeah.
The dog was there.
Of course.
Whoa. Why is she glammed up?
Look at that dress. She's like, guys, you guys want to see the top of my tits?
He's like, she hit her bulge wonderfully. Jesus.
Cheese head.
I wonder if her name's Lola.
Like she's a dude?
Get it? Wink. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
She looks like a Bond villain.
Yeah.
Like, not the Bond girl, but the girl in the
not
movie.
The girl.
The girl in the movie that sleeps with the bad guy.
Yeah, and she's like, Russian.
Yeah, and like, Bond usually kills her just before he gets to the last bad guy.
What the fuck is he reading?
So this
it's
is
like
how,
numbers,
this
like
is
a dictionary.
How, that's how you get smarter. You hold a book and you play opera music.
On your boombox.
While you listen to it, because
does he have
that
a jukebox
makes you smarter.
Does it work? Aww.
Steph.
Keep saving.
You're going to need that.
That was mean.
That little blue piggy's going to get you that little blue crystal.
Oh, my God. We're
that's
terrible.
That's Breaking Bad, though. I don't think crystal's really blue.
Oh, my God.
It's white.
His room is ridiculous. No, he didn't.
His room's a mess.
Yeah,
he always
right?
has like 10 guitars. Wait, there's only two there. It's later
no,
when they're
in
the attic.
Basement.
Oh yeah, in the basement.
In
there's
the
like,
attic.
It just seems like there's so many guitars, and it's like, mm-hmm. you know, like most all guitars sound the same. Like,
and how much money did he spend on all those?
I know. It's just like, well, I guess he lives here for free, right? I don't think
I
he's helping.
Yes.
Danny Tanner's he's on TV. He brings home. I'm sure he doesn't make them pay anything.
And they probably got insurance from their mother passing.
The mother pet. Oh, the kids. What mother?
Their mom that's not in the show that died.
Oh, the kids get money or Danny does?
Danny.
Danny's
like life insurance or something.
Yeah, you think he did it? Oh my god.
I know you did last summer.
We're cracking it right here. The whole reason this show exists is because Bob Saget went nuts and killed his wife. Just to get his friends to move in with him.
No!
That's insane. That's what this show's about.
Look at her boobs in this dress.
I know, her boobs all the time.
No, but they're like super weird.
They're always super weird because they don't exist. And it's like, they packed it with Kleenex.
You're like, believe me, I looked at them enough.
No, they're like just
pointing
like,
weird.
Yeah, because it's like, usually she's got nothing.
And her velour dress.
Oh yeah, it looks like one of those ropes.
Why is he in a robe and jeans? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Those reds are clashing. Just FYI, fashion please. And her hair's red. Like, come on.
Yeah.
She's like, don't worry, I got it.
Oh, burn. He's not sick. He wants to stay home and study.
She's doing it on purpose.
I'm not Mr. Dumb Guy anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse. Random panda bear on the floor. Yeah. Go That's get right. ready, bro.
He's like, I'm putting on my good boots.
Yeah. I need Joey to help me button up my shirt.
Joey, can you help me get dressed?
Go into that
Sure, Jess, no problem.
Yeah.
He's like, well, thank you. I will help you get dressed.
First, put on my cardigan.
Yeah. I took off my apron and my IKEA shower curtain shirt.
Yeah.
And I moved on to my Cosby sweater.
This is my after-dinner outfit.
This is my have a cappuccino, ladies, and then fall asleep forever.
Forever.
Well, so I'm done with you.
And then he's like, forever. Yeah.
You'll fall asleep forever, and all of a sudden you'll be in a cab.
Oh my god.
Good advice, Joey.
Good tip, bruh. Oh my god.
Look at that.
Do guys still wear those? What are those called?
Like, I got one on right now.
Oh my god, you do.
I know.
Weird.
I don't wear a shirt underneath them. I wear the bow tie and the vest part, but I don't wear the shirt.
I thought you're done with your lifestyle.
No.
Your Chippendales lifestyle.
Thought you would have seen it by now.
I honestly don't look at you that much. Obviously.
I try not to, or I will throw up.
No. Oh my god. Oh, the fancy party.
Look at that lady and that other chick must shop at the same store.
And her.
The red and
Whoa,
the blue.
Did you see those gloves?
No. They're like look at that shirt. Look at that dress.
Elmo.
Look at that thing.
That's ridiculous.
That's awesome. That's like a bridesmaid's dress that she pulled out of like storage.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She would have felt that.
Ew.
Okay, she's feeling. I was like, please tell me. That's brutal.
I thought that was Peter Dinklage at first, but he's a little
On
too
a stool?
Big. Yeah. Eddie would have been like 10 years old, bro.
Oh my god.
I don't know how old he is, but.
But he would have not been like how he looks in this.
No.
How did he get in? Don't you need like an invite?
Yeah.
Put on your glasses.
Glasses makes me look smarter, obviously.
Evening.
Enchanted. What's with the glitter? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think the formal gowns in the, 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
That was a thing. And, like, hers is like a velour dress. Like, it looks like...
This is San Francisco quality stuff.
And the scrunchies and the mullets. And
the mullets are awesome. Not all of his...
No, not all of
There's a guy at the far left of the screen in the other shot.
Who has a mullet?
Yeah.
I'm trying to count them because a lot of the men don't. And then the younger men do.
Oh, he's gone now. Oh, no, he's there. He's that guy with the glasses. He looks like Bill Hicks, the comedian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that Matthew Modine?
Who's that?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Never mind. Matthew Modine from, like, Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. I thought it was.
That'd
was
be like, so random. He's just
he wouldn't be on this.
Yeah. As, like, Becky's date, the one episode. God. I feel like... prom dresses are like that too, like super glittery.
Yeah, right.
It's such a, because I saw a woman in the back and it was like super sparkly, but I'm like,
now they don't have any glitter, but they also don't have any dress.
Unless you're on like gypsy wedding like, or whatever.
Nothing. It's just like
gypsy wedding.
Pair of short shorts.
Yeah.
And a tiny bra.
And a tube top.
A bralette.
Yeah,
a
bralette.
That matches. And then and, a like, prom queen sash.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Ooh, he's battling with this guy.
Look at that guy in the background over his shoulder.
He's like,
the black
what?
Guy.
Yeah, he's just he's like really into
I'm
this.
Watching from a distance.
I'm not going to interfere.
For some reason, I sound like Morgan.
And how could they hear over the music and
it
stuff?
It just seems like everyone's watching what they're saying. Look at.
And they're like, let's be impressed.
Everyone is.
And they're like shaking their heads like, he's right.
It's just the overacting of the extras. They don't need to even look.
Yeah, right?
Look at now they're not even looking.
They literally like
oh, cut the fun's over, darling. Let's go back to talking about our mustard
let's
bottles.
Let's face each other. Now watch as everyone turns around again. Oh. Uh-oh. What's he gonna do? Why is this guy in the frame all of a sudden? Did you see that guy?
I just the like, guy with the mullet. In. That's Bill Hicks.
I thought he was going to, like, step in.
A trifle. He said trifle. I thought that was, like, a you know, a black word.
Not had these poshies.
Yeah, he said trifling bitch.
Well, maybe at one time.
He was like, you was just a trifle.
Like, oh, my God, they're taking off their coats.
Oh, yeah. I wish they just fought to the death right now. It'd be awesome.
Picture of the guy with a gun? Oh, is they going to... They're gonna arm wrestle, really? I feel like that chick hasn't spoken at all. Does she not talk at all in this?
No, she doesn't. She's
she did
a robot.
Earlier.
She's like one of
that's
those.
Awesome.
She reminds me of one of those like alien robots or something.
The music.
Peter Dinklage, right there. I don't know why that guy really looks like Peter Dinklage.
The beard.
Yeah, just
I love the music.
Yeah, the violin. That's wicked.
Everyone's like, oh, a fight is happening.
Let's watch this arm wrestling. Yeah!
They both look like they don't have strength in their arms.
The audience really waited for the applause sign to come on that one.
Yeah, really.
They waited that extra pause. After he high-fived Danny, then they're like, yeah, now we're happy.
Let's clap. Everyone's like, well, back to conversation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the event that just happened.
You stay here with your nice people.
They're so weird. It's like, don't date anymore. You guys are weird for each other.
I don't get why he cares so much. That's too much effort for a bitch like that.
Sorry. But bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
What a little brat.
Meth. Fine.
Killer vest.
Fine.
Deej.
It's like the temperature of the show. Fine. Fine. Everything's fine. Fine. Nothing wrong. Fine. Meth. Fine. Fine. Meth.
All right.
You can just do that the whole show. Oh, and just God. Be hilarious.
She's in a good place now.
I know. It's funny. You see him as a little kid, and it's like, oh. She's not on meth right here, so I can't actually say that, but.
I always loved that room as a kid.
I was
so jealous of how big that room is.
How it was awesome and
how much room they had. Like, I always wanted a table in my room after I watched the show.
It looks like the room's huge because you don't see that fourth wall.
No.
So you think the room just goes on forever.
But then they have like a bench and like a bay window.
I know. It's crazy. Know. It's like the nicest room in the house.
All these dressers, desks, nightstands,
the house
toy
anyway.
Boxes.
The house is obviously way bigger than it.
Like any...
Then it would be
house.
That size. There's no way that house is actually the size of the set that you see. It's
yeah.
The house is huge.
And in the new show, I feel like a lot of the rooms are smaller. Like things are resized
a little bit. Yeah, they changed some doorways and stuff.
Like the
it doesn't
attic
look the same.
And like
which I didn't understand. Why not just keep everything the same? Why even change anything? Because in the attic in the new show, the door that led up to the attic is just gone and moved to the other side. To move a whole staircase like that is a lot of fucking work. And it just, there's no way he did that. And I don't understand why they would need to do that. Maybe just for logistics of how the set was set up on the, but there's no excuse. Just set it up exactly how it was.
And there's no bathroom on the main floor.
That's crazy. Like just a house like that.
In the basement, I guess, and like upstairs. Because the bathroom, you don't even see it that much.
We're really upset about the house they live in.
We're just going to stop this right now and fight about it.
This is a house.
This is bullshit.
This isn't just a show. It's a real thing. These are real people. A real house.
I want to really imagine it being real. Yeah,
he's actually really a douchebag. It's not just the show. Oh, here we go.
Is this back at the party? Is he really playing guitar?
Yeah.
Is he?
Looks like it, yeah.
Oh, is this her apartment?
Yeah, he looks like he's actually playing chords. Yeah.
Windows either. It's a big ass window. Oh, and she's in a gown. That was fast. The light came on. She put on a gown. And
you know those windows that don't have a storm window that you just open and sit in.
Yeah, they never have screens on the show, but I guess it would be like harder.
This is the worst fucking scene I've ever seen.
I've never seen this before. Like, I feel like I don't ever remember ever watching this.
I feel like I'm gonna purposely make myself vomit. Just because everything about this is horrible.
And then girls will watch this and be like, why doesn't my man do that?
Oh, it's just
wait,
like,
I don't have a window that low. Or a robe like that. Yeah. And I'd fall out the window.
I'd be getting stung to death by fucking stupid mosquitoes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like this, or it's just like winds blowing in the night.
She's like, I want a low-key stupid guy.
Yeah. I don't want a smart guy. I want an idiot. Like you. Now climb up here. Here I am.
Let's make up. Becky. Ew, look at her bone on her chest.
Who's staring at her tits now?
It's not.
Who's staring at her tits? Look at, see there? No tits. Yeah, gone.
You're right.
Nothing.
You're right, they're gone.
Nothing. So that dress?
That was like formed fake boobs.
Something was in there. Socks, whatever they use.
Yeah,
they filled out the cup with something.
I think they use like bugles or something. That's the whole point.
Bugles right in the middle. Just a little chip.
And then when they're done, make them too big.
At the end of the night, they just pop them in their mouth. They're all done.
Ew.
I like the ranch. Cool ranch.
She's like, I'd sweat off all the seasoning before I get to eat them.
Ooh.
Ew. Anyways.
Nasty.
Throw up.
That's nasty.
This is a serious moment. Should be watching this.
So what? Jesse, just because you missed out on the formal education.
Oh, I feel like they have
just
a fan
voice.
Blowing
fucking
on her.
Horrible.
Watch her hair.
Look at it. Yeah, of course. Look at. No, that's the actual wind from outside.
She has all her makeup on still.
Of course, she was just about to go to bed. You always put on full makeup.
And have a silk robe by my bed, because I hear someone playing the guitar outside my window.
Like, I'm sure she's nice, but there's something about her that just gets me the wrong way. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you just have to, like, meet the real her, you know? Give her a chance.
I do. And she's like, what the fuck do you want? I'm like, yep, I knew
it. I heard
it.
About you.
I knew it.
But I feel like she hasn't been in enough where she'd appreciate fans. Because
no, she's on that other show that we saw on Netflix.
But is that
Where the Heart Ends or something? Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is. Nobody look for it because it's stupid.
We will not do a podcast.
Our next episode's like, we're watching the fifth and sixth episode of the first season of The Nanny. Oh, my God.
Three words. Amazing.
Yeah. Lori Loughlin is a vision. She's amazing.
I wonder where I got Lanigan from. Oh my God, it's over.
It's over.
One episode down.
Oh, I'm glad we talked over that ending. Here we go. Everywhere you look, everywhere is a fart, is a fart. I'm here to fart on you. Everywhere you look. Everywhere
fishing.
is your face. I'm gonna fart on it.
Then he kisses her on the lips.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh! Oh, God. And the producers are standing out. They're like, Bob, no lips. I put it in my contract. No. Just kidding. He's probably not like that.
All right.
So we take, this is where you pause it.
And get the next episode.
You hit
which
pause
is
right now. So you can get the next episode lined up, yes. And it is called Under the Influence, and it's from season 8, episode 10. These are all on Netflix, easy to get. So, line it up, get it ready. We'll do the countdown in a bit, but take a break. Go take a piss, get a drink. Probably going to need one, so we're going to keep smoking. And break. Welcome back. We are back. So, hopefully...
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We finished the first episode. And now, the marijuana is taking effect. Apparently.
Hold on to your horses.
So, we're going to start the second episode of our Full House duo here, I guess.
Yeah.
Season 8, episode 10.
Yep.
Under the Influence, starting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And Full House.
Bridge.
Title sequence. Oh,
there
we go.
Oh, they're like older.
Yep, so.
It's crazy.
I know, I wanted to pick one from
Where's
earlier.
Where's Joey's apron? Is he wearing the same shirt, though? Can we just look quick?
No, it's not the same shirt.
Are you sure?
No, it's not.
Bill.
Oh, wow, he got bigger, too. That's nuts.
That shirt has so the different. Stripes. Like
no,
that
it's not the same. It's close. It's from the same
no
IKEA
apron.
Line.
All
but it's
right,
different.
Right.
It's different.
What is that? Is that dry ice?
Banana bread. Looks.
That was not like a heat steam.
But I wanted to pick an episode from earlier and then an episode from later so you could actually see the difference. Like, look how big Michelle is. In the last one, she was like a baby.
So weird.
She went from being worth $1 million to
I
now she's
like
worth like $100 million.
She's like a 35, 40-year-old woman like in a little girl's body.
Yeah, probably, considering the life she had as like a little kid.
She just looks like an older woman.
Everyone it's doing weird. Everything for them and stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone like Michelle.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she was probably like, I don't know if they paid them differently. Like, if they were, like, the highest paying.
Oh, I'm sure they at the end they were getting paid a lot. Probably, at least, I actually don't know. I wonder.
Oh.
Ha, ha, that was a great joke.
Sitting in a car.
Oh, yeah, they redid it a little bit.
Walking up with groceries.
He's like, I'm not even out of breath because I just took three steps.
And he's rollerblading. She's going shopping.
Oh, look at, oh man.
Walking
She's
on
like,
the beach.
Oh, my beach. This is where I'm going to collapse in a couple years.
Peeping Tom.
Kimmy.
Hot dog.
Kimmy wasn't a full cast member in the last season.
No.
And after season 5, she was made a full cast
crazy
member.
Crazy after that long. I wonder what they're saying here. I just farted on there.
Oh, I bet you mom saying it was just like, no, I stuck it in her ass.
Yeah. Look how windy it is. They're like, all their shit's gonna blow away.
And it always looks like they're sitting across the street from their house.
Always.
But if you,
not.
If but the house isn't there. Those are famous houses in San Francisco called the Painted Ladies.
They must live like
that
blah,
are all
blah,
over.
Blah.
Yeah, and like they live in one too. They all kind of look like that. And but this is like a couple blocks away. And across the street is just more houses. There's no park, so. Just fun fact.
Look how thin Kimmy is, too.
I know.
But, like, in the Fuller House, she actually looks, like, healthy.
Yeah.
Or.
But no, she's super thin.
She, like, I thought I'd hate her in the new one, but I love her in the new
yeah.
one. She's awesome.
She's not bad. Not bad.
She's funny. Like, she like,
I,
held up. Like,
I dislike DJ the most.
Yeah, me too.
I don't
yeah.
think it should revolve around her.
Yeah.
I don't know why. The Stephanie stuff's awesome.
Yeah.
All that shit's funny with her being
Kimmy
a DJ
and
like, just being like a nothing
and
now.
And then all the cameos by all the old castmates.
Oh, yeah, all the old guys, but the whole DJ thing and...
Yeah,
don't
spoil
know.
It in case people haven't watched.
Oh, they've all watched it. Everyone's, if they're listening to this and they're listening to a stupid commentary that no one's probably going to listen to, but if someone does listen to this... And they're watching Full House right now, listening to this. They've definitely watched Fuller House. There's no way
True.
They skip Fuller House and just go to this.
You're right.
I don't think we're that have that much of a following at the moment to warrant something like that. That would make someone discover Fuller House.
That's true, I guess.
Just saying,
indeed. What if they're still watching it?
Well, I'm sure they already know that she sucks. What if the Uber sees my boopers? And that's not her fault. That's just shitty writing. But
I
like,
know.
Just how she says it, she thought that was the funniest shit ever. And she's like, that's a terrible joke. I'm a mom now.
I'm going to make stupid mom jokes.
That's a terrible joke. You're on Netflix. Make fun of your jokes. They're making tons of masturbation jokes and drug jokes.
Yeah.
Like, there's been, maybe not tons, but I know there was something about weed brownies.
And the volcano.
And yeah, and how his volcano kept exploding. Like,
erupting.
Like, there's masturbation stuff that you would never hear on this show.
And the pipes thing with the plumber.
Yeah, oh, man.
And then the weed brownies.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's why it's like, don't Uber seize my boobs.
No, and she's like, DJ should be in her PJs. Remember the club?
Oh, God.
And they're like laughing hysterically, and I'm like, I know they didn't write the
show.
Forced.
I know they didn't write the show, but just coming out of her mouth, it just.
I know. But anyways, enough about Fuller House.
And because she's crazy, she's the sister of Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
And everyone knows Kirk Cameron's crazy nut.
Yeah, look it up.
From the same family.
Oh my God.
They're fucked.
I love how they like let that happen.
Of course.
Like she saw it going towards the end of the table and just was like, yeah. Guys.
They probably took this from her life. She's like. One sec, I'll call my waiter to pick it up. Butler. Waiter. She probably has a waiter and a butler.
Probably.
Both. One's just for food,
probably
and the other one.
Nikki and Alex, because they're, like, out of work and stuff. I love how, like, she's annoyed with them, but I'm like, you were a little fucking brat, too, when you were a fucking little kid. So don't play like the guys. I'm like, you were exactly like that.
Yep.
And she was like, they're so annoying, like, overacting it. And the music.
The music's
and
the
he's
best.
Like rubbing her like, yeah, you are a bitch.
All the music's done by Jesse Fredericks, who did all these other 90s sitcom shows, like Perfect Strangers and what was the other one? Family Matters.
Family Matters, that's
right. You know, as days go by. Mm-hmm. All Jesse Fredericks, like, ridiculous. Step by Step, I think that was him too. Mm. Look at it. She's wearing her nightie.
Kimmy's drunk. Stephanie's like,
yeah,
she's drunk.
Stephanie looks like she just took a shit. She's like, I think she's under the influence. See, hopefully, because Fuller House was renewed for a second season, so hopefully next season actually has some sort of like, oh, the kids do drugs or something. I know not the little kids, maybe the oldest kid or. Maybe the girl, like, Andrew, she's at the age where, like, you'd start trying it. And
maybe.
It's like, they could do, like, you know, not just coming home drunk, but coming home, like, stoned.
Yeah, right?
Be awesome. We realize we're probably going to try to, like, when we do through shows, look for the pot-related episodes, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, Roseanne's got a great one. And these are the closest ones I think we could find to being anything close. This one where they're drunk is the only.
Home Improvement?
Yeah, there's that where Brad gets cut. Yeah. I love that. It's the best.
And then,
a weed episode's awesome.
A Family Matters one.
No, there's like a weed episode in Home Improvement. And then in Last Man Standing the other day, he's making a joke about, about how you poured bong water on that chair, then it would smell like my old apartment.
Yeah.
Like, you would never Tim Taylor make that joke. Like, times they are changing. It's awesome.
No, we got to look through
everyone's
and find
more
that open more
about
in
it.
Shows.
Yeah.
Like, weed themed shows.
Is there a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where there's drugs
involved?
Probably.
Probably where, like, he's holding it for a friend.
I've never seen one.
We gotta look
I don't
through.
Think so.
We gotta, like, Google it. Anyways.
I think there was one where Carlton was taking pills to, like, stay awake.
Yeah.
That's
Saved by the Bell?
Oh,
I'm
Saved
so
by
the Bell. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. I'm so
scared.
It's awesome.
She's taking caffeine pills.
Oh, we'll have to do Saved by the Bell. And maybe some of the college years, because, God, that's a terrible show. But also the best.
Oh my God.
She's so drunk.
She's so drunk.
I know what you mean, though. I honestly thought she'd be way more annoying.
Yeah.
In the new show, but she's
the little
funny.
Preview I saw, I was like, oh.
She holds up.
And I was like, oh, she's not that bad. Like,
and how they call each other sister wives, that shit's funny. Like, whoever wrote that in, hey, sister wife, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Fucking.
But just
that's
her,
what
like,
it looks like. It's
the
those Kimmy
personality
wives.
When she's obviously not like that at all in
no.
real life. How she
no,
just, after 25 years, just clicked that back on.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
And the scarves and stuff. I love it.
Oh, hot jazz from Jesse Fredericks on 49.9, the jazz. 49.9. That's a frequency. That actually exists in that frequency that we can hear.
Do they reference her smelly feet in the Fuller House at all? You know how they always do it in the show?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, she takes off her shoe and she's hiding, and they're like, what's the smell?
They haven't yet. Yeah, you're right. That's true. They haven't.
But always, they always reference, and I'm like, I feel like in the new one, there's not one thing that, like, she takes off her shoes and they, like, reference the smelly feet.
Yeah. Because hopefully by now as an adult, she's figured that out.
Yeah, someone's helped her.
It's different when
you're
younger and you don't wash your feet and stuff. But...
ew.
And smelly feet are usually fat people with smell, like with sweaty feet.
She could have, like...
because, like, she's skinny and there's no way her feet's wet. Come on, like... that's, like, a weird thing.
Yeah, right? Like a weird gland thing?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm sure... I didn't think there is a disorder that makes you have smelly feet, but...
but still, they wouldn't make fun of her for that if they knew.
Yeah, if they knew, right?
Are they in high school here? Or are they in college?
High school. Okay. No, they're never in college. She leaves for college, DJ, in the last...
okay.
She's saying she's leaving in the last
one. Where she is.
She doesn't leave, but she says she's enrolling and she will be leaving.
Okay.
And then she becomes a vet. And then her husband dies, and Fuller House begins.
And he's a firefighter.
Oh, man. Fuller House is awesome, though, for one thing, and it's the little kid, Max.
Yeah.
That kid's going to be a star. He's so funny. That kid's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's like, he looks like he's five, and he's hilarious.
Look at these nerds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm hoping some of these people are actually people.
I love how she's... oh, my God.
None of the cool guys will talk to me.
I like DJ's outfit for the
I was
party.
Just going to say, the straps.
Well, Kimmy's
the
is
straps
not like,
are, like, pushing her boobs
look
together.
Look at those shoes and socks.
Look at the socks. What did that guy... did that guy just eat a booger?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I think he went like this.
I don't know what he just did, but it looked like he put a booger in his mouth.
Well, we can't rewind it right
no,
now.
No, we can't rewind it. But after this is done... go back and rewind that moment. The guy on her left there. I'm sure someone saw it.
It
looked like he put a booger right in
his
mouth.
No, I think he was like that, like touching his...
I thought it was just a bad choice by the extra. Maybe he's like checking them out, you know, like, yeah, it was this guy.
Ew.
He's the booger eater. All of a sudden you see it just fall out of his mouth. So funny. Like,
ew.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
They're like two random nerds.
They're like, we're the nerds. We're into the nerds.
Yeah, we got tape between our glasses.
Imagine that. I think that would even work today if they did Revenge of the Nerds, a remake.
Yeah.
Because now the nerds are like millionaires in Google. Like, you know what I mean? They end up being like huge billionaires and shit. So it's like, can they really make fun of the nerds now?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure
that'd be awesome.
I'm sure they couldn't.
You took care of your friend.
Oh, she's
he's mad. Always cooking.
Yeah, he does cook a lot. You're right. Looks like he's baking now.
I like his oven mitt.
Oh, he's making French toast?
And I love he's wearing an oven mitt to, like, stir something.
Yeah, I know, right? Holding that stick really gonna burn your hand.
I think because it's a frog and he loves frogs.
Yeah.
Holy crap, look at her pants.
Ew. Really?
No, yeah.
Did you actually make those? Like, you know how long it would take to probably make a Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
He made them with fish?
Ew. Really? Look it over it.
Ew.
Those look like Pop-Tarts, though.
Of course, yeah.
Like, at least make them look a little different.
If you're gonna go through all the trouble to make a Pop-Tart, you're gonna fill it with fish?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Fuck yourself. Fill it with peanut butter.
No, he's hilarious.
Fill it with anything with that. Come on.
Ew.
And flounder, isn't that one of like the worst fish too?
Yes.
It's like the cheapest fish to buy and stuff because there's so much of it in the ocean.
Ew.
Pretty sure. Oh, that's so gross. What the fuck?
It would smell so bad. Like,
wish this was real so I could actually throw my drink at the screen.
And he would never... ew. And like they would smell it. Like it would smell immediately.
Yeah, he wouldn't eat it. Wow, look at that.
Jesus.
Look at that outfit. Is that a whole sweatshirt that goes into
if you should go to the washroom, like it would be so bunched up. Like holding a wedding dress.
That's
like
the funniest thing. She looks like fucking Princess Leia. What the fuck?
It's like Shaquille O'Neal's sweatshirt. Like,
what the fuck? Look at that.
She can't even walk fully. Her strides are shorter because her legs can't move around as much.
Oh my god.
Why is he still stirring? No one's eating your stupid Pop-Tarts.
So funny.
Getting so angry. And take off the oven mitt. He's just spinning it.
Stir.
Oh my god.
He's like, I just started cocaine and I just need to keep stirring this. It doesn't matter.
Yes. I've been up all night. I'm on a bender.
Yeah. Me and Bob Saget, we're doing cocaine off hookers' backs.
His hand would be gross.
Nope.
Getting so angry.
It's all dry.
Know what I just thought about? How gross, as well as the Pop-Tarts, but Joey's hair wet.
Yeah.
Just because it would be like stringy and mullety and wet. I don't know.
Doesn't that just give you a boner?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know.
Ew.
Oh, that's awesome. Shocking, Becky, isn't it? Close your stupid fucking mouth. Sorry.
Jesus.
I don't like her.
I'm not getting the like impression enough that you're like that angry with her.
No. It's a gentle anger. Something about her.
Like, I'm not believing it yet that you, like, don't like her.
No. I should take it easy on her.
Ugh. He's like, I gotta go back to stirring.
Yeah.
Can we wrap this up, Jesse?
Alright. Go over the bowl.
Ew.
Fish goo.
He knows he's gonna do this. Ah!
Oh.
Ew. It looks like glue.
Oh, it looks like something else. Ugh.
Oh, God. Don't even.
Bukkake.
Look at the kid. I feel like it's racist.
He's like, this is not the first time I've been in this situation. This is how I got into show business.
Oh, my God.
It is kind of racist, eh?
A little bit.
He's kind of dark. He's got white face. White Lives Matter. Like, you're going to start a whole protest about this.
This is bullshit.
You can't wear a white face on a show. You can't represent our race like that.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
That's not good enough. I would be like, no, I have to pour it down your mouth.
Ew. And you wouldn't want to mess this up. I'd just be like, let's just get this over with without breaking.
How did it not leak out that middle part?
How did he not laugh?
How's like, it still not leaking through that shirt? That's crazy.
I know. Maybe they, like, did that and then, like, changed it.
Oh, no. It's starting to soak through. You can see it.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Here we go. What's next?
Oh, so you were hand mixing it with
that? He's going to jam it up his ass.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
I wish he didn't interrupt.
Oh, my God. He was going to sodomize Uncle Jesse. That would have been amazing. Holy shit.
Like, with an egg beater. You're really going to do it.
With an egg beater.
I love how she stopped now. Like, with him getting it all over the face, she should have been like, okay, guys, come on.
Yeah.
No. Jesse, pour it down his shirt.
Come on. You got white stuff all over your face.
Yeah.
Oh, that
like,
music.
We hate you. Ugh. You're a bitch. No little kid speaks like that. You gotta forgive, guys. She's like, all right, let's go get Mama some smokes. Because she's like, again, a 40-year-old woman. Let's go. Let's all let's all load into my van.
Yeah.
Ew. Give their sweat.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
See, he knows.
He's like, it smells like your dead mother's vagina.
What?
That's what Bob Saget would actually say in his real joke.
Oh my God.
Imagine if he, like, as a joke, came in and said that on set that day.
Oh my God.
And she's just like, what?
I was choked on this. I can't get it out. All right, I think I'm good.
He's just dirty and... I'm sure he wished he had said that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
You always hear these stories of how dirty he was.
Yeah.
And then in that TV movie about the show,
mm-hmm.
like the dirtiest thing they had him do was dance around with a mannequin.
Yeah.
I guess the cameras are rolling and he was dancing around, screwing around with this mannequin.
And he was making out with it.
It wasn't even that bad. And the parents were just losing it. And I'm like, I expect something like what I just said. Like something like really vulgar like that, where everyone else laughs. Every guy laughs, but then DJ's just like, what?
No, and he did stand up after and they're like, I can't believe how bad, how vulgar he is. He's so vulgar. My mom said that. Like, she's like, I heard he has such a dirty sense of humor.
It's hilarious. It's awesome. Like,
is she still there?
Yep.
Oh, ooh, here we go. It's DJ's.
Oh, look at her outfit. Look at those socks.
Everyone would be drinking there. She wouldn't be. Oh yeah,
she's the only one.
Like that out of control.
Where'd she get that hat?
I don't know.
It'd be spilling everywhere. Yeah. This was empty.
Whoa, Kimmy. Everyone's like, we're at a sophisticated party. Look at that guy's drinking nothing. He put the empty cup and then filled his cheeks and then swallowed.
That's hilarious.
How did she let her get that drunk?
Who invited her? You're that one.
Get out of my mom's basement. Oh my god. Everyone's like, whoa.
Oh,
I've never seen a party like this. Everyone's sober. That girl's drinking pop.
Hey, they have a popcorn machine, okay? It's a party.
We kicked out the guys that brought the alcohol.
If it's a popcorn machine, it's a fucking party.
That's pretty awesome, though.
They got darts. They got popcorn. They got a globe. They're set. Like, who brought the drunkie? It's like, why don't we all get fucked up?
And if she drove to the party, wouldn't she sit, like say, don't drink anything?
You would think.
So it's kind of DJ's fault. Boo her!
Fuck you, DJ Jenner! Donna Jo. What a stupid name. I always hated that. If you're going to call her DJ, just say her name's the letters DJ.
Yeah, right?
Donna Jo sounds like, you know, some kind of incest person.
I don't get how people go... I know this says...
My name's Donald Joe. It's not
the same thing, but, like, people use their middle names. Like, at my work, everybody... I'm like, Mary? And they're like, Jane. And I was like, what? Like, who cares? Like...
Yeah.
Use your, like, ID name. Like, just you know this.
Don't use your middle name. It's not...
And if you're gonna legally change your name, then. No one fucking knows your middle name.
It's like some actors, how it's like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Or, like, why can't it just be Philip Hoffman? What's the difference?
Yeah. Why, like, use the middle
why
name?
Why use the middle name? Or Jonathan Taylor Thomas. On that show, all three kids, Zachary, Ty, Brian. Oh, Noah Taryn Smith, I think, was the one kid. Like, or Taryn Noah Smith, I think, was Mark. And then Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Zachary, Ty, Brian. Like, just some, like...
They just like the ring of it?
Is it, like, some weird Jewish, like, agency that's like, you got to have the middle name.
Yeah, probably.
It's the best. Like, I can't do a Jewish accent, but I'm just saying, like, what the hell? Like,
I don't know. I don't get it.
Some 90s thing. None of these people have middle names. It's not like Andrea Margaret Barber as Kimmy.
Yeah. They're having their, like, moment.
Candace Michael Cameron. Stephanie Meth Addict Sweeten. Or Jody Meth Addict Sweeten. I fucked it up. Fuck.
I think they made up.
Of course they
did. In this episode, don't drink.
Yeah.
And go to lame parties.
Yeah.
Go
get
to
high.
A good party.
Get high and go see a movie or something. Way better. Get high and talk
John
about
Moffitt.
It. Yeah. Carolyn O'Mean. Yeah. Jeff Judae is a frat president. All these people that, you know, might be dead.
Tom Ricard.
Bruce Nielsen. I've never met a better director of photography than Bruce Nielsen. Me and him go way back.
Oh my god, they're going so fast.
Special consultant, ADF Light. Oh my god.
Laser something.
Jeff Franklin. Kids. He looks like a cokehead.
Aw, we're done.
We're done. Goodbye.
So we'll probably do more weed-related shows.
Yeah, we'll figure something
out. Definitely.
We'll try to make it more often, so I've seen, like, I think we've had, like, maybe 20 downloads total.
Altogether?
I think so. Whoever downloaded it, yay!
Thanks!
Keep downloading it, I guess.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.